Welcome.
Hi.
Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah. Oh, hi. Welcome to the Pet Psychic Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com, starring Laura, which you heard already. She's a world famous animal communicator. Laura, the pet psychic. Go ahead.
That's me. Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Stinchfield, the pet psychic, and I can hear animals telepathically who are living now as well as those who have crossed over. I dedicate this show to teaching you and your animals how to understand each other better.
Log on to thepetpsychic.com for all things animal communication. Go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/petpsychicradio. Put your animal photo and question in the comment section of today's post so we can see it while we talk to you on the air. You can call in at 917-889-2693 and join us in the chat room. I'm your producer and co-host, Aiku Suhara. Hi, everyone.
Hey, hi. I'm so glad you made it today.
I know. I'm glad I made it, too.
I have been racing to get here on time.
Yeah, so. That's crazy.
So, and
I'm glad I'm here. You know, but as I was driving, you were telling me about your funny little story about your guests in your home.
Yes. So last night I came home and I pulled in the driveway. It was like 10:30 at night, and sometimes I live on a pretty busy road next to a park, and not really, I mean, it's a small town, so a busy road for a small town, and I've lived here for 13 years, and I had the light on in the front porch. And my yard is fenced and whatever. I'm giving too much backstory. But anyway, I come home and I see this like body sort of jump off my porch onto the oak tree in my front yard. And I was like, what is that? Like, I thought I have this friend, Mr. Squirrely. It's actually Mr. Squirrely's like grandson, but Mr. Squirrely's grandson. And I was like, God, it's awfully late for him to be out. So then I turn the corner and I look at my front window, and there is a raccoon coming out my front window, like a huge raccoon, And
oh,
it came out my front window. It jumped onto Serafina, my little gray cat. And then Serafina and the raccoon sat about 2 feet away from each other underneath the chairs on my front porch. Meanwhile, Luca and Felix, my dogs, are running around the oak tree looking for the other raccoon. So I'm like, oh, my God. I'm so worried that I have 13 years. I've never seen a raccoon in the front yard ever, or in my backyard. So I'm like, okay, I got the dogs inside, and the dogs were all sniffing around inside. Like, the raccoons have been inside my house. And so I got Samora, the parrot, and I'm like, oh, my God, they were, like, coming after Samora to, like, eat her because they'll eat chicken. So I looked at Samora, and I ran, and I checked Bean to make sure Bean was okay. And then I come back and I'm talking to the animals and I'm like, well, what happened? And Serafina's like, oh, these are my friends. They like come and visit. I'm like, what do you mean they're like friends and they like come and visit? She's like, oh, they come here. She's like, sometimes I tell them not to come in, but they come in anyway. And then then I looked at Samora and she's like, told, usually she's like, if there's an intruder, even if the pet sitter is cleaning her cage, she like starts to shake and, you know, she gets territorial.
Yeah.
She says to me, oh, yeah, I share my food with them. They come and they eat my food. And, like, it was the craziest thing because in the last couple of weeks, I've been thinking Seymour's been eating an awful lot. I'm like, wow, she's like eating so much. Meanwhile, what's happening is on these night excursions where I'm going out, the raccoons are coming into my house.
To have dinner.
And the funniest thing that I think is really funny, but I don't know if anyone else would think this is funny, but I think it's hysterical, is that the dogs have this little stuffed raccoon, and the little stuffed raccoon is right by Seymour's cage. Real raccoon. It's so funny. I feel like they like manifested the raccoons in the house.
That's so funny.
It's so crazy. It's so crazy. Oh, I'm like, why didn't anyone tell me? Like, why... how could this be that, like, it's like my, I have teenagers and they're sneaking friends over and nobody's mentioning it.
Why didn't they? Can you ask Seymour? Why didn't you tell us? Tell you?
Yeah, Seymour, did you hear? Honey, why didn't you tell me about the raccoon?
I didn't think you cared. What's another animal eating here? She says. I mean, she's kind of right. What's another animal eating here? Don't let anything go to waste.
Oh, my gosh. That's too funny.
Throw out your cage.
All right. Well, let's take some phone calls. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Ready. So, for all of you listeners that are calling in right now, the phone number again is 917-889-2693. That's 917-889-2693. We're going to shout out the last four digits of your phone number. And when I do that, I'll say you are on the air. Then just go launch right into your name, your animal's name, what kind of animal, a description of the animal, and your one question. We're going to stick to one question. And let us know if your picture is on Facebook. So here we go. 3285, 3285, you are on. Go ahead.
Oh, hello. Thank you. This is Kara. I'm calling about my sweet cat, Angel.
Okay, and what does Angel look like?
She's kind of a cream and gray striped tabby.
Oh, pretty.
She's very pretty. She has a very pretty feminine face.
And what would you like to ask her?
Well, love to ask her about food. I'm considering getting a different kind of food. I don't know
if
it's appropriate. I also would like to ask her if she would stop biting me when she gets a little too, you know, aggressive play.
When she gets aggressive play, she's biting too hard.
Yeah, she kind of, you know, like I'm the enemy cat.
Okay, let's get her. How old is Angel?
5. She was 5 on February 4th.
Oh, great. Okay, yeah. Let's get Angel. Angel, are you listening? Did you hear what Mom said? She wants to talk to you about your food. She wants the crunchy food that's really sweet.
Crunchy food.
She said you've gotten them for her before. I'm wondering if she wants treats, though. It kind of reminds me of those Trader Joe's treats. Do you ever buy her those?
No.
They're like, they kind of look like kibble, but they're more like a cat treat. She says that she thinks it's really good for her. I don't know if anything, Angel, that you think is really sweet is going to be good for you. I'm not quite sure about that. She says you know the kind that comes in the shaky jar.
Shaky jar?
What? Which only means that...
Green thing.
You know what it is?
Is it
what
more,
is it?
Does she want the more of the green things?
Are they green, honey? They're so yummy. I think that's it. Is that like a greenie? What is that?
Oh, it's from spirulina. They're made for cats. It's called spirulina.
Oh.
Why should I eat more of those? They're healthy.
Yeah, right. So she was right. They are the healthy treat. Oh, neat. Spirulina. I'm going to look those up. I like that. She's saying
yes,
she likes it.
Some places online sell them. They're also, or you can get it from Dr. Mercola because it's his, between him and Karen Becker, she's a holistic veterinarian. So they sell this supplement on their website, either one
of
them.
How cool. We should get them on and say that a cat requested their treat. Okay, well, Angel, what if... This is important about biting Mama, okay? When you're playing with Mommy, it's really fun to play, but when you bite, it really, really hurts her. So it's important that you are very, very gentle with your mouth and maybe even, like, cover your teeth with your gums or with your lips, okay? Okay, and you could, or bite really, really softly or just lick Mommy, or you could, like, if you're feeling really, really excited, maybe you could just bump mommy with your nose. But the biting is not good, okay, because the biting hurts. And our skin, you can rip our skin. So really, be really, really careful with mommy. She's going to tell you when it's too rough. And the next time you have to make sure that you do it gentler. She says she already kind of knows this. My mom tells me. But now you're 5 years old, Angel. That's old enough to be able to control yourself. Okay? So I really want you to try hard. She says she likes it when you rub her back fun-like. Rub her back fun-like.
Yeah. And her tummy.
And she loves it if you hold her in the mirror and talk to her.
Oh.
So cute. Well, thanks so much for calling in today.
Oh, well, thank you. That was lovely.
Thank you. We're going to look at those treats.
Yeah, what is this? A spirulina treat?
Yeah, I think she's a bit, that was Dr. Becker, you think? Is that what she said? Well, we can listen.
I'm excited.
Yeah,
ooh,
let's try that out.
All right, well, our next caller is 8205-8205. You're on. Please tell us all your info. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Maria, and my dog's name is Jake. He's a Chihuahua.
Okay, and what does Jake look like? What kind of... Is he long hair, short hair?
He's a short-haired chestnut chihuahua with a lot of white around his face.
Oh, and is he alive or is he passed over?
He was killed on Friday, less than a week ago.
Oh, and what happened?
One of the other dogs in the house attacked him, and I'd like to ask him which of the dogs attacked him, and if he's with my mom, Lucy, or Tony.
And if he's with your mom, and is your mom, and then is Lucy and Tony different people?
He was a friend and our dog trainer.
Oh.
And Lucy is my other dog that passed away.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. So pretty much, just so you know, whether he says he's with them or not, he can be with whoever he wants on the other side. So just so you know, like, even when they don't mention who they're with, that if you want them to be with those people will step forth and meet your animal. So... that's important for people to know. But let's get him and see how he's doing.
But I really want to know which dog attacked him and why, if possible.
Is there a dog that has, like, white and speckles?
Has white and what?
Maybe, like, some speckles. Maybe some speckles or some markings.
What colors? Oh, white and speckles. Is that?
Yeah. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
But mom, I don't want you to be mad at them. Because we all started barking. And I kind of got stepped on at first. And he said that he kind of barked and went after them, and then it got him, and it was really sad. And it was sad for everybody. But, Mom, I want to tell you something. I could hear you crying for me. And when you were holding my body... All your family members made a circle around you and were singing. and they were sending you love. That's interesting. Do you know, did your family like this thing? So interesting.
No.
That's so interesting. I wonder why the circle around you. I mean, it's a nice image, but I think that a lot of times when they talk about people on the other side coming through, that they're trying to say a lot and a little. So like, even when you're off the phone with me, I'd just think to yourself like, I wonder like, what is the symbolism of the circle and what is the symbolism of the singing? And maybe it will come up to you later. Like maybe like this circle will start to give you comfort, or maybe you'll hear a song on the radio that gives you comfort, and then you can know that that's from your family or from your loved ones on the other side.
Unless he meant the other dogs were around me, because they were.
Oh, they were.
My dogs were.
Oh, yeah, I think that everybody was joined together. And he says, also, I want to tell you, Mom, that here in heaven, I'm really frisky. There's something about his body that feels really free. Like, he keeps showing his front legs and that they feel really free. And that I curl up with you. And he says he curls up, like, around your stomach. I curl up with you.
Yeah.
And maybe the things will make more sense to you.
He curls up around my stomach right now since he died.
Yeah, since he died. Yeah. And he says also he wants you to know that I know that you're suffering, but I want you to believe that your mom is here. It looks like your mom is letting him lick something off her fingers. I can't tell what it is. I can't tell if it's cream cheese or icing, but it's something white off her fingers.
Yeah.
And also, I want you to know he said that your mom has helped, is setting out to help you rescue. And she's making sure everything falls into place. And she's telling you, she's saying something about smiling and flowers. Like, I keep seeing like tulips. It reminds me of spring.
I'm planning a memorial garden in my front yard for her and my dogs.
Oh, you are. So that's what she's talking about, that she's happy about that, and she's celebrating that with you. Oh, that's so beautiful. Yeah, it's so neat. So when you're out there, know that they're with you. I mean, they can be with you inside too, but some of those places hold stronger pockets, you know, or you can feel them more.
Thank you, Maria, for your call.
Yeah, Maria.
Sorry, so hard. Fenway is growling. Oh, sorry, guys.
Growling.
Yeah. Okay, should we keep going?
Yeah, let's keep going.
All right. Our next call. Sorry, everyone. 6971. You are on.
Hello, my name is Suzanne, and the cat that I'm calling about, his name is Moki. He's about 17 years old. He's an all-gray cat, and I put him on the Facebook page.
Oh, you did? Okay, great.
Moki has what the vet believes is a tumor in his mouth, but because he's 17, the vet doesn't want to anesthetize him to explore it further. So he's just been getting kind of palliative care, like antibiotics and steroids. And over the weeks, he's, you know, having more trouble eating. He has soft, wet food. So I'm his cat sitter. His two mothers, they pretty much think that he might, you know, be maybe on his way out. And they're just wondering, like, they're hoping that they know when the time is right that Moki will communicate that.
We'll let them know. And so, yeah, Suzanne, did you have permission to talk to him on the show today? Because that's important.
I believe so. I've been giving him Reiki, and they welcome that. They said thank you for all you do for him. And
So
I got him 4 Reiki sessions, and I always give them updates from what the woman who does Reiki does, and they haven't had any problem with that. So.
Okay, great. So because you don't have, like, their, like, yes, you can let an animal communicator talk to my cat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell Moki that's really important that he lets his people know, like, when he's ready to pass, and I'm going to ask him if he has anything to tell you. But I'm not going to allow him to share anything personal about his family or any messages for his family, because they didn't give you the permission to do that. And so I think that's really important.
Okay.
Just to respect their privacy. So, but he can say something to his pet sitter. I'm sure that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, Moki, honey. Oh, he's so cute. Moki. He says he knows he feels sick sometimes. So he's curious about what heaven is like.
Oh.
And so that's something that you guys can talk to him about what you think heaven is like or what heaven means to you. You know, like what I normally tell them is that when we look into others' eyes, we can see this spark in the other's eyes. And when that spark is gone, or when our body can no longer hold our spirit, that spark that we see is our spirit. When our bodies can no longer hold that, our bodies have to let go, and then we become like everything beautiful, and that they can live with us whenever they feel like it. They can live in the memory of us whenever they feel like it. They can come and visit us whenever they feel like it. But they're sort of like in this beautiful, amazing space. Moki, honey, did you hear about that? He says he kind of still wants to get better.
No.
He doesn't know how to tell them that he wants to go. Moki, when it's time for you to go, you'll kind of know it, because you'll kind of have this feeling of like, I don't think I'm going to get better, and I don't want to suffer anymore. And also the thing that will happen to you is you'll start to feel like heaven or the other side coming closer to you. And you might start to have dreams of being on the other side. And you might start to realize that actually leaving your body would actually be a better thing for your soul. You will start to feel that. And when you start to feel that, when you start to feel your body getting worse and worse, that's the best time to tell your people. Because you don't want to suffer too much, right? And you can, like, it's okay just to suffer a little. And then when you're ready to go, and so you tell them, and then they'll help you. They'll help you by giving you a shot. He says he really likes clean blankets.
Oh, okay. His mother loves to do laundry, so.
Oh, yeah. And that stuff that you lie on, that you love of your people, you'll be able to have that stuff in heaven. So it will smell like your people in heaven, too. When I die, will I still be able to talk? Yeah, honey, you can still talk, and maybe your people can call into the show, and we could talk to them, okay? And, like, you can let them know by, like, giving them memories and putting memories in their head, or bringing, like, a warm feeling around them, or blowing the breeze. Lots of things you can do. He says he feels like it's hard to swallow sometimes. I want to tell my family that I love them.
Oh.
And that you can tell Suzanne that Reiki helps me.
Oh, wonderful.
He likes it in between his shoulder blades.
Oh, okay.
Aw, Suzanne, that's so sweet of you to care about him so much.
Oh, if you knew him, you wouldn't be able to help caring for him. He is wonderful.
Love it. So, Susan, know that you can talk to him. And just talk to him, like, even talk to him from a distance, and he'll get it.
I will.
Yeah. Good. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling. Okay, we're going to keep going. There we go. 2124. Go ahead, tell us your name, your animal's name, description, and all that. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Alice, and my cat's name is Orange. He's a long-haired orange tabby. And he's 10.
Oh, he's 10 years old?
Yeah, approximately 10 years. Yeah. That's what the vet said. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what would you like to ask him?
Well, when I brought him in, I noticed, because he used to live outside, and I brought him inside, and I noticed him having a lot of tummy issues. He first was vomiting a lot, and then he had really loose stools, and took him to the vet. He got an injection, and it cleared up the vomiting, but I'm still having a lot of trouble getting the stools to, to be normal. And I guess I want to know.
Like how he's feeling?
Yeah, what would he like to eat? Because he's really, we're having a hard time with the food as well. Like he doesn't want to eat the food that he's been prescribed. And if he eats anything else, that's when I notice that he has a lot of really loose stools.
Okay, let's get him. He's so beautiful. I see his picture on Facebook. Okay, Orange, Captain Orange. You know what I want to tell my mom? I feel like I need more exercise. He said he was wondering if he could do something with you outside because I think I need to walk around more. Why do you think you have like the soft poops and how's your stomach? My stomach still hurts. Yeah, it has still like a burning feeling. Let me try and figure this out here for a second. What do you think is making you have that stomach ache? Do you know? It's really not a good feeling at all. Do you know what? I'm trying to figure out how to explain it because the burning feeling is not like, if I can feel it in my stomach, it's not like a typical sort of like acid reflux feeling. It's not that feeling. It feels like so weird. It's such a weird feeling. It feels almost like his stomach is bloated, but it feels like the lining that's bloated feels, if that makes any sense. So it's not like a deep sort of like sometimes they've got like this deep stabbing stomach ache. It's not like that. It's like a bloated burning.
Okay. I don't know why.
He doesn't have worms, right? Did you check for him that for parasites? Because it kind of feels like parasites.
You know, I didn't. That was the one. I didn't do that. We did blood work and we did a urinalysis, but we never, we didn't do deworming.
Yeah, maybe I would do a stool sample and see if he's got some parasites. Because it feels a little bit like that.
Okay.
He says another thing. He says sometimes he gets a mouth problem too. What do you mean you get a mouth problem? He says sometimes the sides of his mouth hurt him on the top. Did you check his teeth?
Yeah, I know his teeth are bad. Yeah, they did say his teeth were bad.
Oh, that might be your whole problem. Like, I'm not a vet, so I can't really diagnose him. But what I've found from talking to a lot of them is that when they have like teeth infections, well, teeth infections can give them like headaches and earaches and like all sorts of things. But when they keep swallowing that infection,
they'll get stomach aches and their kidneys will be off a lot of times.
Okay, that makes
sense.
Yeah.
It's possible to me that his issue is his teeth. And if you clean up the teeth, that maybe it will go away. I know you don't want to put him under when he's still acting like a little sick, but I almost wonder that if his blood work is good, if maybe you should just do it and see if his stomach then gets better.
Right. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
That's a question for your vet, but that might be your issue. I wouldn't be surprised if it is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, it makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
All right, Captain Orange, is there anything else you want to tell your mom? Just tell her that I love her.
Aw.
And I'm looking forward to our outside excursion.
Okay.
Well, thanks for your call.
Thanks, Captain Orange.
So cute.
So cute. I love this picture of him. Very cute.
He's so beautiful.
Here we go. Continuing on, we're going to, again, shout out the last four digits. Just go straight ahead into your name, your animal's name, and a description, and your question. One question, please. Here we go. 2747. 2747, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Melody. I can't believe I finally got through to you, Laura. I'm so excited.
Yay.
I've been listening. I actually didn't post anything on Facebook tonight just because I kind of called in a little bit later than I normally had been. Anyway, I was calling because we lost our dog, Sam, back in September. It was sudden and unexpected. He was 10 years old. He became very weak and couldn't walk, and we took him to the vet and found out he had a large mass in his abdomen. By the time we found it, he was already anemic and super weak, and it was pretty large, and, you know, there's no guarantees. And with him being 10, I didn't want to put him through that with surgery or anything. So it was a really hard decision, but my kids and my husband, we were all there with him when we, you know, said goodbye. And I just want to make sure that he's okay and that he's all right with what we did.
Oh, okay. I see him too on Facebook, and he's beautiful.
He was such a good dog. We took him in. He was a drop off.
Oh.
And we had him since he was a pup.
Oh, you did. Okay, cool. Okay, Sammy, honey, how you doing? Were you okay with everything that happened? He says, you know what was really cool? Is that this young man met me, and we went off together. I feel like a baseball diamond, and it looks like the young man actually looks more like, I almost want to say like a brother or an uncle, and he looks like maybe he's would have been your age or older, and he is just showing himself young. Do you know who that would be?
I don't.
Maybe I'd ask your do you have a husband? Melody?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said, do you have a husband?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I'd almost ask your husband if he had an uncle or if he knew somebody who played baseball, because I see the baseball diamond.
Well, my son just turned 13, and he's an avid baseball player.
Oh, he is? I wonder if one of his, he feels like an uncle, though. I keep wanting to say uncle or brother, but so it could be somebody who feels like your son got his love of baseball from that side of the family. Or, like, it feels like an ancestor to me. I mean, it's possible that it's, like, somebody that your son admires that passed on. But I keep thinking uncle, brother. So it's got to be somebody in one of your families. And you can ask around. But they're, like, really sort of, like, I keep seeing the baseball diamond. I keep seeing the field. So they're, like, really trying to push it.
And so they're just probably saying that they're like around for Sammy, but they're probably also trying to tell you that they're watching over your son and your son's baseball career, even though he's always 13.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. The other thing that I want to say is that I have so much fun with this man. We also go riding, and so he's talking about them, that he sees he spends a lot of time with this man, that they also go riding in the car.
Huh.
And that he says sometimes he lies at the end of your bed.
Oh. I wondered, too, if he was going to be coming back to us at all.
Let me ask him. I keep seeing him, like, pushing your hand up to pet him. He says that he does that to you, even in spirit. He pushes your hand up to pat him. Do you think that you'll come back to the family? What do you think about that?
We miss him so much.
He says he's not planning on it yet.
Okay.
I'm getting rejuvenated. He says you have to feel love static. It's like all inside of me. What he's sort of saying by, like, love static is, like, he's talking about, like, the feeling of sort of, like, being rejuvenated or being, like, the feeling of, like, gaining more energy. Kind of reminds me of watching a tree come back from dormancy. There's, like, this energy, the spring sort of energy that, like, right when the buds go. A little bit of, like, that feeling. So he says that that's happening to him. But, okay. Like, reincarnation is so complex. It's like sometimes they say, like, I don't feel like I'm coming back, but the universe has already set it in motion. And that they just don't know it. I mean, sometimes they do. They come back in, like, 15 years, 20 years, or they come back to your son. Sometimes they never come back, but they come back so much, it blows my mind. So I always say just be open, even if they don't know. Oh, he says you can get another dog. It will be good for the family.
Yeah, we really miss him a lot, and miss having him around. He was a good dog. We all miss him very much.
You need a black dog.
A black dog.
So I would just be open, because maybe he's already got a dog picked out for you. So just sort of be open to, like, what you find.
Okay.
Or there might be a black dog somewhere in the scenario when you're finding the dog.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep us posted, Melody, and let us know. I'm dying to know who that man is, because I keep seeing him. He really wants you to know he's around.
I know. Uncle or brother, give us a call back.
I know.
Figure that one out.
He needs to be like a great uncle, because he almost looks like an old time baseball player, you know, like in the 20s,
like,
or 30s.
Like Babe Ruth?
No, he feels more of like, I don't think he was a professional, but he could have been, but he looks more of like, no, because I don't see him in uniform. He looks more like maybe like a grandpa's brother, or I don't know, but he looks older.
Hey, do you paint pictures? Can you physically, like, draw?
No, I can't, but I wish I could.
I know. I was thinking, like, oh, it'd be so cool. You could just, like, draw the person or something and then be like, this person.
I know. But I can describe them. Sometimes I can see their faces really well. Or their mannerisms.
Oh, I wonder if we could get like one of those like forensic, you know,
characters,
artists. Or
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like you
yeah.
could do it. That would be so cool. That would be an experiment.
That would be cool. That would be so funny. There would be like dead people coming from all over the place to have that done with me. They would think
Oh my gosh.
Cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. They would be. All right. Let's keep it going, because I think we're getting through a lot of calls today. 2798, you are on. Go ahead with your name, your animal's name, and description. One question, please.
Yes, my name is Gina DeYoung, I actually have two dogs. I have two English Bull Terriers. They're both red and white. And
can you pick one of them? You got to pick one of them.
Probably Chuck. Chuck.
Okay.
And the problem I've had is they've been fighting, and it just breaks my heart because I love them both very much. And Chuck I've had since he was a puppy, and the other one I rescued about a year and a half ago. And, you know, they've been better, a little bit better lately, but I guess I'm just really nervous that they're going to fight again. And it just is always in my mind, and I hate it. I just.
And so when was the last fight?
The last fight was this summer.
That was quite a while ago, though, no?
Yeah, but they were so terrible that I can't get over the thought of it. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
so they're living together now, and you have them together?
Yeah. Yeah, for a long time we kept them apart, but...
And they're Bull Terriers, did you say?
Uh-huh, like Spud McKenzie dogs.
Yeah, I know, they're super cute. And so tell me their names again and the difference between them so that I can, when I get one of them.
Chuck, they're both red and white, and Cyrus is the other one, and Cyrus has half a white face, and Chuck has just two red eyes and a white, you know, more nose and just two, you know what I mean? More like a cow look. And then Cyrus has half a white face.
Okay, hold on.
They that's gross.
Chuck and Cyrus, are you guys there? It's really important. We're friends now. This is Cyrus. I know that you're having issues with us, but I have to tell you something.
What?
That Chuck had a really bad feeling in his neck.
Had a really what?
Cyrus is saying that Chuck had a really bad feeling in his neck, and it reminds me of a sciatic nerve problem, because he says that he has like a really bad pain in his neck that went all the way down his spine and then down his right back leg.
That would have been just the other night that happened to him.
Oh, did?
To Chuck. Last Friday, a week ago today. I didn't know what was wrong with him. I came home from work and he was just laying on the floor and crying, and I didn't know what was wrong with him, and I couldn't figure it out. You know, he was fine the next day, but
that's so interesting. Okay. So this is what it sounds like, what's going on. It sounds like Chuck has pain in his body, and Cyrus would bump into him, and then they would fight. And so, but then they worked it out between them, and they said, Chuck said to Cyrus, okay, you know, I've got pain in my body. This is why I'm doing it. You have to be more careful. And then Cyrus is like, oh, I'm sorry. So they're kind of working it out, but the pain in Chuck's body still needs to be addressed. So, I mean, they're really cute because they seem like they're working it out and they're friends, like they've worked it out on their own. How old are they?
Chuck is probably about 8-ish, and then Cyrus is 6.
Oh, okay. And you had them their whole life?
Chuck, I've had since a puppy, and Cyrus, I rescued about a year and a half ago.
I had two others, and then they haven't fought since last summer, which is almost a year. So they're 9 months or something. They've worked it out, but that sounds also like Cyrus was in his, he was in, like if he was just rescued, he was in this kind of time where you can have post-traumatic stress. And so they were sort of feeding off of each other. One had pain, one had post-traumatic stress, and they didn't know how to communicate, but it sounds like they've worked it out now. But I would,
I would
see if you could get Chuck adjusted by a chiropractor and see if he's out. It sounds like he's probably out somewhere, and maybe bring Cyrus along too, because it's always good to get them both checked. Cyrus,
can I walk them together?
Cyrus, honey, do you think sometimes Chuck's toes tingle?
Sometimes
His toes tingle, his right hind toes tingle, which means he's not getting enough circulation. Cyrus says, sometimes I have to be really careful. But Chuck and I are friends. I like to lie with him. And I like to watch him. And I've learned that I can't get too close.
Yeah, Cyrus kind of separates himself. He goes upstairs.
Yeah, so he knows, like, when Chuck is not doing very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where to start is with Chuck. How cute that Cyrus is talking for Chuck. That's, like, the sweetest thing. Well, you got to get him adjusted and then call us back and let us know. We can check in with Chuck.
Yeah, give us a call back. Because I... Sound that as soon as she said the thing about the kind of fighting thing, I immediately thought from listening to you talk that it could be a adjustment issue.
Yeah, or you picked it up yourself in his body. It's an adjustment issue.
I don't know, because I always hear you say that. But I'm starting to learn that oftentimes when there's aggression, it has to do with something in the body, or like the other one was like the teeth, or, things like that,
Pain in the body or fear. Fear is another big reason for aggression.
Mm-hmm. I'm learning, Laura. I'm your student.
And now you can take over this problem. Like, if I'm sick, you could, see, okay, maybe I'll be a psychic.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God. I'd be giving the wrong information. It would be horrible.
Maybe not.
I don't know. I'm going to keep going. I'm keeping on going. Here we go. 9721. You are on. Tell us your animal, your name, description, one question. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I have two. I have Annie and Kitty. Not sure what these two, brother and sister, are all about.
So you got to pick one of them. Unless they're having problems with each other, then I can do two. But just for the sake of time.
All right, Annie. Let's do Annie.
And what does Annie look like?
She's a gray, like tabby-looking cat, gray, grayish, the green eyes.
And you wondering what she's thinking?
Yeah. Like, what's going on with her?
Okay, Annie, did you hear? What's going on with you? What's going on? She says she's wondering if you're going to have a gathering soon.
She's going to what?
She was wondering if you were going to have a gathering soon.
No.
Like, are we going to have people over?
No. Why?
She says, you know that big man with the big shoulders? Are we going to have him over? Do you know who that is?
The big man with the big shoulders? I have no idea who that is.
You don't? Could it be like a dad or something? Or like a...
No. Well, we have a son, Evan. He's kind of a tall kid with, broad shoulders.
Big shoulders? Oh, what do you mean? Your brother you're talking about? Your brother? You want to have him come over? Yeah, because I miss him.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell him something. What are you going to tell Evan?
I want to tell Evan it's really important to pay attention to what you're doing. But you got to do a lot of focusing. You have to do a lot of focusing. I know that sometimes you don't feel like it, but the more things you complete, the happier you'll be about yourself. And I think this is important to tell him.
That's interesting.
Is that important to tell Evan?
That's funny. Yeah. What's going on with Annie? Yeah, physically, what's going on?
How old is Evan?
Evan's 24 years old.
Oh, she tell him to focus.
Yeah.
How you feeling physically, Annie? What do you think about that? I'm feeling good, but I could have more cut up meat.
Oh, yeah, she likes that.
Yeah.
But she's not supposed to eat that. No. Yeah.
Oh. She says it's fine for me, Mom. It doesn't make me feel sick. It makes me feel better. And my friend wants to say something. Is it a boy or a girl, her friend, the other kitty?
It's a boy. The brother.
He wants to say, don't pet him so hard.
Why?
He doesn't want you to pet him hard on his lower back.
Oh, no.
Sometimes his lower back hurts him.
Oh, what's wrong with Kitty?
And also he wants to tell you, and he wants really soft sheets. He loves really soft sheets. Huh.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have flannel sheets? Is that what he's talking about?
The flannel sheets.
Do you have those? Do you use flannel sheets?
Yeah, I have flannel sheets.
Yeah, so Kitty wants to sleep with you on flannel sheets.
No, he can't sleep. I can't sleep with cats. I'm actually allergic to them.
Oh my God, how funny. That's so cute. Maybe you could get some flannel sheets and put it on his bedding.
Yeah.
Aww. Thanks for calling in. I think they were hinting. It was so funny how the other cat came into the conversation.
I know. I was partially because I was feeling bad. I was like, how can she pick just one of them, you know? And then what I think was so funny is that the kitty was like on the fly talking about her brother. Like the guy with the broad shoulders instead of like, hey, our kid, you know, like my brother.
So funny. He's like telling him he needs to focus and pay attention and stuff.
And finish things is so cute.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So cute.
Here we go. Is everyone ready? Everyone ready? Because we have a special guest.
Yay!
We have a special guest. It's time for our guest. And today we have Kim Freeman. So from BlockCatFinder.com. Hold on, Kim. You're on. Welcome to our show.
Thank you, Laura. Pleasure to be here.
So, Kim, tell us a little bit about what you do, about you and Henry, and what you guys do. Who is he, and who are you, and what is Lost Cat Finder?
Well, basically, I'm a pet detective, but just for lost cats. And I am based in Austin, but I'm up here in Oregon today looking for a cat that's been missing since March 15th.
Oh, wow.
We found, I think we may have found another missing cat who's been missing even longer under a shed, and she has a swollen eye and some missing fur out of her neck.
Oh.
So we just set up some tuna in a humane trap to try to catch her. Hopefully she'll come out. We've got a little motion alert on the trap, so we'll know when she goes in it. And we need to get her some help because she's in bad shape.
Mm. And how do you find where they are?
Well, first I do a profile on the cat. So I find out what their personality is like. Is it an indoor or outdoor cat? And do they like to go up high places or do they go down low when they're stressed? All those little factors, you know, whether it's a skittish cat or a friendly clown cat, all those factors help me know where to look.
I see. And then after that, you then profile the cat and are able to kind of go around in the neighborhood of where the cat has been missing from, and then you can find them?
Yeah, depending on the cat's personality, I set up a search map. And then I go around and search all the areas that are the highest probability first. Usually, if it's an indoor cat, I usually find them pretty close to home hiding under something. I'd love to go under sheds. In fact, this is where we found this kitty about an hour ago, is under the shed. And, you know, the people were sure there were no cats under their shed, but there was.
Mm.
So just because someone has dogs or just because they say no cats are under their shed, you really have to look anyway.
Wow. And so how does Henry's your cat?
Henry's my cat.
How does he fit into all this?
Henry is clicker trained to track the scent of cats. So when I have a lost cat that's an indoor only, I can take Henry to the door the cat got out of or the window and give him the scent of the cat, and he will just follow the trail of where the cat went. And he has been very successful at tracking and finding kitties. Now, I did not bring him to Oregon. This cat that we're looking for is an indoor-outdoor cat. Mm-hmm. So her scent is going to be all over the place. There wouldn't be a single trail for Henry to follow. So Henry's at home in Texas.
Aww. Hey, I saw that Henry was sick a little while ago. What was that about?
Well, we're not sure. We think he might have eaten a bug. Some pesticide people came and sprayed around my house, and he might have eaten a bug that had been poisoned with pesticides. So the vet gave him sub-Q fluids, and we just put him on some really bland food for a while because he wasn't interested in eating. And then I started giving him, thanks to some cat friends of mine who suggested, Fortiflora for probiotics, and that really turned him around.
Oh, it did? Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
He is all perky again and playing, and it's wonderful to see him happy again.
Oh, good. And so what do we want to ask him today?
Well, I'd like to be sure he really is feeling better, and I'd like to know what made him sick. Can he tell us, was it a bug? Mm-hmm. Was it some food?
Tell my mom I miss my mom.
Oh, I miss her too.
But I hear her. She's always talking to me. We're like so connected. He says he can feel you from a distance and he still helps you with your work. He says he's going to help you find the cat.
Oh, good.
He says, I'm going to move you, which is interesting because what he's sort of saying is like he's going to act as your intuition. So while you're looking, think of Henry and kind of bring him in, and telepathically he'll connect in with you. And like you might get an intuition. It might be him talking to you. Yeah.
Great. Tell him we're looking for a long-haired black kitty with a white chest and face. It's a girl, and her name is Monkey.
Oh, her name is Monkey? Because he showed me a tree and then he said, is she the one that fell? But I wonder if he just showed me the tree because of her name being Monkey. I don't know. So how come you showed me a tree? Did she fall out of a tree, do you think?
Well, it's possible. We don't know. She could have run up a tree if a dog chased her.
He says he feels her near that. He said he feels her near that knocking house. It's like a house that might have banging. Is there maybe like a construction, a house of construction or something? It's like a knocking house, he said.
Maybe it's a knocking house?
Yeah, I don't know what knocking is. Maybe it's like some like a little shed with a pump in it or something. I don't know. There's like a noise.
Huh. Well, there's some kids playing basketball. Would that count?
Maybe.
More like a banging.
Is it like a basketball, right?
So I was thinking to myself, I'm like, oh, how am I doing this? I'm sort of doing lost animals now, and I don't really do lost animals. And Henry goes,
no, Henry,
Laura, you're not doing lost animals. I am.
Oh, how funny. That's him.
Henry, do you think it could be the basketball? Do you think it could be around that house? Yeah, because she says she hears knocking. So she feel like
you
she's alive? Yeah, I do, he said.
Good. There is a house that we were just at that has a hot tub. Maybe the pump?
No, I don't. I think the basketball actually sounds a little bit more than the the hot tub. To me, that doesn't make that same. If knocking, it sounds like it's like a more like a consistent knock. But basketball would make that sound. Yeah. Yeah.
How is she feeling?
Do you know how she's feeling, Henry? Do you know how she's feeling? Really tired and hungry.
Oh, dear.
Really thirsty.
Is she in a dark place or can she see the sky?
Mostly in a dark place, but she sees the sky at night. But that's interesting because she's an indoor-outdoor cat, right? So that's why would she be hiding during the day and coming out at night?
Well, she might be injured.
And she looks like she's drinking from like where there's maybe like a sprinkler system or something. Or I guess you're in Oregon, maybe it's more wet there.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of sprinklers around. Is she maybe in a bush?
Is she in a bush, Henry? No, more in like a graded area. I almost want to say like she's in like, what do you mean like a graded area? Do you mean like a graded in the driveway, or do you mean like a graded in the on the house,
like in a crawl space?
Yeah, kind of looks like that.
Like under a deck, maybe, or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's not near grass. She's more in like a dirt graded.
No, but I do see her coming out. Like I see the stars. Is it really like a dark sky at night? Because I see lots of stars.
Well, I haven't been here at night. I don't know.
Well, there's streetlights? Because it looks dark.
Well, right next to this house where she lives, there's this tall butte of dirt. It's real scrubby, like a little mountainy hill.
Mm-hmm. And then there's some houses right next to that where it's flat.
Somebody have like a green lawn?
Yes, a green lawn. I'm looking right across the street. There's a green lawn with sprinklers.
And do they have, is that where the basketball is?
The basketball is the next house behind, so she could probably hear it.
Maybe it's around there then.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're about to look at that house and check it.
Okay.
But, wow. Thank you, Henry.
You'll have to let us know, maybe call in next week and let us know what happened.
Yeah. Okay, so that helps. She's not in a garage because that wouldn't be graded, right?
I think she has access to the outside because I think she's drinking from where the sprinklers are. So it looks like she has access to the outside.
Yeah. Okay, that helps. That helps a lot. Thank you, Henry and Laura.
Oh, yeah. Kim, let us know let our audience know how people can get in contact with you, what your website is, and so they can, you know, someone needs to find a cat, they know who to call.
Okay, it's lostcatfinder.com. And I have some educational materials on my site for people who can't afford to hire me to come out.
Cool.
They can read all the little techniques that I use. I have a booklet and a video, and you can get both for $24 and find your cat using my techniques. And it's worked great. I get letters from people almost every day who got it and found their cat.
Oh, I love that. So cool.
Yeah, and this is after they've been searching for weeks. So
wow.
I'm really happy to be helping people from a distance. And then I can also do long-distance coaching. I love going out on the cases with Henry. That's the most fun of all.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, Kim. Thank you so much for doing what you do and being on our show.
Laura, thank you for doing what you do. And what an honor to be on your show. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was Kim Freeman from LostCatFinder.com. That's Lost. catfinder.com. I also posted in the chat room a link to our Facebook page as well, so you can go and check that out. I'm so glad she made it. You know, she was I think she was stuck looking for the cat. That's why she was a little bit later than our usual guest time.
Totally
makes sense. I think we have time for some more calls, so let's go straight to it. 6946, you're on. Tell us your name, your animal's name, description, and question. Go ahead.
Hi, Laura. Hi, I. My name is Diane. My dog's name is Frankie. He's a rescue. He's about 4 years old, and he's a little doxy mix. He's not on Facebook, though. But about 3 weeks ago, he bit me really bad. I was in the hospital for a week. I had a severe infection, and I had to have surgery. They had to repair my tendon, and I just want to know why he bit me.
Oh my God, you don't know?
No, he was laying across my legs, and I was petting him. All of a sudden, he just bit me. I was watching TV. Actually, I wasn't looking down. I wasn't looking at him. I was just petting him.
And he bit was it your hand?
Yes.
But he bit your actual hand. And has he ever growled at you before?
You know, he's very bad. I called the rescue when I first got him, and I asked if they would take him back because he was so vicious, and I was afraid to have him around my dad. My dad was older, and I was just afraid to leave the house and leave them together. But he never actually bit me, but he has bitten other people. He bit my uncle on the hand, and he's always been, like, skittish. I don't know if he was, like, severely abused. I got him off of death row in New York. He He was a two-time death row dog. And when I saw nobody was getting him, it was like 10 minutes before they start euthanizing. And I went online and I reserved him. But I didn't know what I was in for.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get him. And his name is Frankie, and you said he's like a dachshund mix. So what is his Facebook like? Does his Facebook doxy or does his Facebook terrier? What is it?
Yeah, he kind of looks like, he looks like a dachshund, but I think there might be a little beagle in there.
Also. Oh, okay. Okay, let's get him.
Okay.
Oop. Sorry. I bit my mom really bad. I know, Frankie. What happened? I was just so angry.
Why?
I got this feeling inside of me that was so mad. Do you know the feeling of having a monster jump on you?
Yeah.
I kind of thought that was going to happen to me. He said he was just kind of sitting there. And I felt a shadow monster over me. And I thought, you're not going to get me, shadow monster.
I know what that was.
You did?
I know what that was. Yeah. I had a cup in my hand. I had a cup in my other hand. As I was petting him, and I went to put it down, and it's possible that it made a shadow.
Oh. So he had a post-traumatic stress response. So something that happened to him in the past, the cup going over his head, triggered that, and so he went back to an old memory.
Okay, so was he definitely abused? Because, like, I don't know his history at all.
Okay, so that type of thing definitely, like, abused or traumatized in some way. So that doesn't come from, I mean, if you've had him for a while, right? How long have you had him?
I've had him a little over a year, and I've never, ever abused him.
That's a post-traumatic stress response, and that's really hard to get out of them because what happens is it triggers, like, and so he didn't realize during the actual bite, he's not conscious enough to say, this is my mom I'm biting. He's thinking, I'm back in this old memory, and I've got to fight for my life. They're flight or flight. So either they run away or they bite. And so it was coming over him and he was triggered. And so he bit at it and he didn't really realize he was biting you because he was in post-traumatic stress.
Okay.
So
the cup was in the other hand, but he just attacked the hand that was petting him.
Yeah. Cause that's the closest thing to him. Cause if he feels threatened, they just lash out. They go to another place and they just lash out. They bite anything. So that's one of the really good things to recognize about that is something over his head is a trigger. That's really important to remember because people pet them and they do pet them over their head or they lean with their torso or their hair flops down. It could be anything or you wear a sweater with a big sleeve and the sleeve flops down. There's lots of things that trigger it once you really realize what it is.
He's just very aggressive. Nobody will come up my house unless I have him put away. He hates men, especially like younger, from like.
He says, Mom, I've had bad experiences.
Oh.
If you really wanted to know, I can tell you what happened.
What happened?
Have you ever been stuffed in a pillowcase? I have.
Oh, my God.
And I've been tossed back and forth. Have you ever been
has anyone ever kicked a chair while you're sitting on it? That's happened to me too.
Really?
And then he says, you know the feeling of bad boy, ouch. That happened to me. It looks like he was kicked.
Oh.
I think that it just, you. I was not treated nice. I'll tell you something now. I'm treated really nice. Even when I bit. My mom fluttered her eyes at me with love.
I never took it out on him because I figured he had to be abused and something spooked him. It just felt like something spooked him.
Yeah, you were picking that up. You knew that it spooked him. Oh, wow. Oh, how hard for you guys. So I think just like, keep kind of reminding him that he's safe and that old memories come up. And Frankie, it's really important that when you feel like fighting, you stop yourself and you lick and you yawn and you blink your eyes or you move. You jump off of mom. It's really important. Play that over and over in your head. And so I think what's really good for you to do with him is to kind of play it over in his head. When you're scared, do this. When you're scared, lick and yawn. When you're scared, run away. When you're scared, go behind me and start giving him sort of scenarios and telling him about those scenarios of things that he can do in those situations so that when that situation comes up, he's prepared. And just keep telling him he's safe, of course. Yeah.
Aww. And call us back and tell us what his, you know, how he's doing in the update, because that's important for us to know.
Yeah, and how you're doing.
Yeah, and how you're doing. I know. Oh my gosh, that's so sad.
You should have seen, like, he gave me, like, you know, Betty Boop with the big eyes.
Yeah.
I like that image. I still love you, Frankie.
Oh, oh my gosh. You know, I was, when Rosa bit my hand like last year or whatever it was, and I had to go to the hospital and I got an infection. I was so sad. I cried so hard because I was like, why me? Like, why would you do that to me of all people? I felt so betrayed.
I know, right? It's easy to feel that way. It's so easy.
Yeah. But it turns out she had a nightmare, so.
Oh, poor Rosa. And she hasn't done anything like that since, has she?
No, but actually I was going to ask you, maybe I can have a turn with you, because Rosa is my gray and black, what do you call that, a tabby cat?
Tabby, yeah.
Yeah, and she's 19, and she has been taking my pillow or sleeping in my space every night, and I get basically kicked out of bed that I have to move to the guest bedroom, like, in the middle of the night every single night, and I don't get a good night's rest.
I don't understand this. Like, why are you moving? Why aren't you moving her?
I can't move her because, I don't know, I'm in my sleep, and then I get, like, you know, then I'm, like, half asleep, and then I can't move her because I get scared. I'm scared to move her.
You're scared to move her because you're scared she'll bite you.
Yeah.
So where is she? And so she's, where do you want her to sleep?
I made her, she has her own bed right next to our head. Like, she has another bed with, I put a heater on there. There's a heating pad underneath the bed so it stays warm, how she likes it, the whole thing.
And so she stopped sleeping in there?
No, she sleeps in there during the day.
Oh, but she stopped sleeping in there at night.
Yeah.
Okay, Rosa, honey. I know my mom doesn't like it, but I love her so much. When I'm there, I just feel like part of the family.
to feel her breathing. And I just love it. I know, honey, but Mama needs to be able to sleep. She gets really, really tired. Your mom works really hard. She works very, very hard. She needs you to sleep on your bed so that Mom can get some sleep and that you can all sleep in the same room together. It's so important that you sleep in your own bed. Then can I have snuggle time before it's bedtime?
Of course.
Of course. If I go into that bed, will you still love me? She'll love you even more.
Yes. I don't think it's possible to love more, but I think I might if you do go to that bed.
Yeah. Mom, I kind of needed the attention. I need more attention from you. I'm sure you give her tons of attention, though, don't you?
I wrote her a song. Like, I sang a song with her yesterday. Like,
you did?
You know?
Sing it.
Yeah. No, I'm not singing it. How embarrassing. No way. I can't sing it right now. Oh my God. But yeah, we wrote a song. I wrote a song about it, about her. You know, it was like a song about how I've been waiting my whole life for her and I found her and, you know, and she found me. And
she wants to be even closer to you. I mean, it's like the bonding. Oh, it's so cute. How she wants to be with family because she's feeling so endeared about this. So, sweetheart, it's so cool that Mom wrote a song for you. It's really important you sleep in your bed, okay? Independence, because it's so much safer for everybody because sometimes you bite in the middle of your sleep or scratch. So it's really important that you keep everyone safe and sleep in the bed. And Mom really needs her own space. She really loves her own space.
Thank you.
Mom, I love you.
Thank you. I love you, too.
You know I would never hurt you on purpose.
I know she that.
She knows.
I know that.
So cute.
I know. You know, it's time for Words of Wisdom with Storm King and friends. Who's ready?
Yes.
Is Stormy ready today?
I don't know. You know, I haven't even really spoken to Stormy since last week.
Okay, let's ring him up.
Okay. Stormy.
Oh. Ring, Stormy. Ring, ring.
I want to tell everyone I'm still here. I feel sad not being Stormy Body anymore. But I'm going to come back. And I'm going to be home soon. I'm not really doing much in heaven anymore. Because I have my new body. I'm learning again. And it's really difficult. Because I have to pretend I'm not as smart as I am. Stormy, you don't have... As smart, you can be as that smart.
Yeah, start smart.
Because if I act as smart as I am, no one will think I'm a puppy. Buddy, honey, that's okay. That's okay. Just be who you are, honey. Just be who you are. Yeah, you don't have to pretend to be stupid. I just can't wait to come home. This is what it's like. It's like when I go to him, I talk to, it's like the puppy. So weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. Can't believe
it. So, Stormy, let's get to it. What is the actual words of wisdom? What is this trying to say? That?
Oh, yeah.
Is it about transition? Are you talking about transition?
Yeah. I don't think I was chatting with him. I forgot about words of wisdom. Stormy, honey, words of wisdom. What's a good words of wisdom? I think maybe just be yourself. That makes the most sense to me. The other thing that I want to say, everybody misses me, but I'm still right here. You know what else? When you're yourself, then you can figure out what you want to keep and what you want to get rid of. And if there's anything about your personality you want to get rid of, you just say bye-bye. You know what's interesting about that, actually, is because I've been wondering about, like the raccoons, their like symbolism is mask, to hide behind a mask and pretend that you're something else until you manifest into something and then you can take off the mask, right?
Yeah.
And I've been trying to figure out why am I seeing the raccoons? Like, what am I masking? And what do I need to wear a mask? And I've been really thinking about it for the last 24 hours. And I think maybe it's about Stormy being in the mask, about he's, sort of pretending to be someone he's not. Like, he's being a puppy. He's not bringing all his wisdom into the puppy body. I'll bet that's what it is.
Cool. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, huh? That totally makes sense.
I know. That's be yourself, Stormy, and I love that words of wisdom.
Yeah. My little buddy, I can't wait to see you in puppy body. I'll be blown away if it's really you. I can't believe it until I see it with my own eyes.
And totally. You just don't know. Yeah. That is so cool. Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing the new you, Storm King. Storm King version 2.0.
Yay! He might even be 3.0 because I think my dog.
Which dog do you think Stormy was?
I think that he, and I didn't think about this until much later, but Lala, my dog I got out of high school.
Oh, right,
she was like the German Shepherd Coyote mix. And Stormy's dad was her best friend.
Oh.
But now that I look back on it, they had the same cowlick in their hair. They had, they did things that were similar.
That's awesome.
I think maybe.
So cool. So Stormy 3.0, we are excited to meet you.
Yay.
Come on down soon. Yay. Well, it's the end of the show. Tune into the Pet Psychic Radio Show next week. I'm sorry for those of you who called. Please keep trying to call in, and we will get to your calls next time. Until then, go to thepetpsychic.com for more tips on animal communication, as well as private consultations with Laura. Like us on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/petpsychicradio. And if you're not following us on Twitter, you have to @thepetpsychic. Anything else?
Talk with your animals.
Talk to the animals.